Good morning. It's March 14th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a leap forward for commercial spaceflight, SpaceX has just cleared a major hurdle with the FAA, setting the stage for an unprecedented launch from Texas. This approval not only marks a pivotal moment for Elon Musk's space venture, but also paves the way for future missions that could reshape our approach to exploring the cosmos. SpaceX's journey to this point has been marked by innovation and ambition. The company has now received the green light from the Federal Aviation Administration to launch its Starship Super Heavy vehicle from its Texas launch site. This certification comes with a set of stipulations, including operational and financial responsibilities that SpaceX must adhere to. Among these, maintaining a significant amount of liability insurance coverage stands out, underscoring the risks and costs associated with space travel. Looking ahead, SpaceX has identified the Gulf of Mexico and the Indian Ocean as potential destinations for Flight 3. This strategic choice of landing sites demonstrates the company's meticulous planning and its commitment to safety and environmental considerations. The upcoming launch, which promises to be a spectacle, will be broadcast live on SpaceX's Twitter account, allowing space enthusiasts around the world to witness this historic event in real time. The implications of a successful launch extend far beyond this single mission. The Starship vehicle is at the heart of SpaceX's vision for the future of space exploration. Its success could significantly bolster efforts to return astronauts to the moon, aligning with NASA's ambitious plans for lunar exploration. The focus on extensive rocket reuse within these missions not only highlights SpaceX's innovative approach, but also its dedication to making space travel more sustainable and accessible. In summary, SpaceX's FAA approval is a monumental step forward, setting the stage for a mission that could redefine the boundaries of space exploration. With its eyes set on the moon and beyond, SpaceX is not just launching rockets, it's launching a new era of discovery and adventure. In a testament to human resilience and the power of determination, Paul Alexander, affectionately known as Polio Paul, passed away at the age of 78. His life story, marked by overcoming the odds after being paralyzed by polio at age 6 and living 70 years in an iron lung, leaves a legacy of inspiration and advocacy for polio vaccination. Paul Alexander was not just a survivor. He was a trailblazer who defied expectations by becoming a lawyer and an author, contributing significantly to society despite his severe physical limitations. Practicing law for 30 years and publishing his autobiography, Alexander demonstrated that barriers are meant to be broken. His journey was not without its challenges, especially as he was likely the last person in the U.S. using an iron lung, a device no longer supported by manufacturers, which added a layer of complexity to his daily life. His death was announced on a GoFundMe page set up to support his housing and healthcare needs, indicating the community's support for his fight against COVID-19, from which he ultimately passed away despite no longer testing positive for the virus at the time of his death. Beyond his professional achievements, Alexander used his voice and platform, including a significant following on TikTok, to advocate for polio vaccination and share his life's accomplishments and challenges. His determination to live a normal life, coupled with his efforts to raise awareness about polio, inspired many around the globe. Paul Alexander's story is a poignant reminder of the impact of vaccines in controlling infectious diseases and the indomitable spirit of those affected by them. His record for the longest time spent in an iron lung and his ability to inspire those with disabilities underscores an extraordinary life lived with purpose and resilience. In the face of escalating climate challenges, the International Energy Agency's latest methane tracker report throws the spotlight on a critical yet often overlooked aspect of the battle against global warming: methane emissions from fossil fuels. Despite the urgency to curb these emissions, they remain stubbornly high in 2023, hovering near record levels. This revelation underscores the need for immediate and decisive action. Methane, a potent greenhouse gas, plays a significant role in the Earth's warming, particularly in the short term. The energy sector, as the second largest contributor to human-related methane emissions, is under scrutiny. The International Energy Agency is ringing the alarm bells, advocating for a dramatic 75% reduction in methane emissions from fossil fuels by the year 2030. Achieving this target is not just vital for meeting international climate goals, but is also presented as economically feasible, with the IEA highlighting that such reductions could come at no net cost to producers. The report is not all doom and gloom, however. It points to a silver lining: the increasing commitment from the international community. With over 150 countries now pledging to cut down on methane emissions, there's a growing momentum for change. The upcoming COP29 UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan is spotlighted as a pivotal moment for these efforts, potentially catalyzing stronger regulations, enhanced monitoring, and greater transparency in the energy sector's methane emissions. This push towards reducing methane emissions is more than an environmental imperative. It's a practical, cost-effective strategy that aligns with broader climate objectives. The International Energy Agency's report serves as both a warning and a guide for the path forward, emphasizing the critical role of international cooperation and innovative solutions in the quest to mitigate climate change. A concerning trend is emerging in the realm of cancer research, with early-onset cancer cases expected to surge by 30% by the year 2030. At the forefront of this alarming increase is colorectal cancer, predicted to become the leading cause of cancer-related deaths among individuals under the age of 50. This rise is attributed to a combination of lifestyle factors, including sedentary habits and processed food consumption, changes in gut microbiomes, and significant disparities in healthcare access, particularly affecting Black communities. In response, the recommended age for starting colorectal cancer screenings has been lowered to 45, underscoring the critical role of early detection in boosting survival rates. In an effort to combat these trends, City of Hope Orange County has launched research trials and a mobile cancer prevention program aimed at enhancing early detection and screening capabilities. A notable development in the screening process comes from Guardant Health, which has introduced the Shield test, a blood-based method for detecting colorectal cancer. This test has demonstrated a 100% sensitivity rate in identifying cancers at stage 2 or later, though it awaits FDA approval and is currently not covered by most insurance plans. Despite its promising results, with an 83% success rate in catching cancers, the Shield test cannot fully replace colonoscopies due to some limitations, including missed precancerous growths and false positives. Amid these advancements, researchers are also delving into the potential link between prenatal exposure to synthetic progesterone and the onset of colorectal cancer at an early age. This investigation highlights the importance of maintaining comprehensive databases for future research endeavors and emphasizes the necessity of vigilance and early detection in the ongoing battle against cancer. Diving deep into the mysteries of the ocean, recent findings published in Nature uncover the evolutionary secrets behind menopause in toothed whales, such as orcas and belugas. This study not only challenges previous theories, but also brings to light the intricate dynamics of intergenerational relationships in the animal kingdom. Scientists have long pondered the purpose and evolution of menopause, a phenomenon not widely observed in the animal kingdom. Toothed whales, however, present a unique case. The study reveals that menopause in species like orcas and belugas serves an evolutionary advantage by extending the lifespan of females without impacting their reproductive years. This allows postmenopausal females to live approximately 40 years longer than their size would suggest, granting them more time to support and care for their offspring. The findings bolster the live-long hypothesis, emphasizing the critical role of intergenerational support and care in the evolution of menopause. By living longer, these females can contribute significantly to the survival and success of their offspring, and by extension, their entire pod. This research also counters the male-driven menopause hypothesis by highlighting that in species with menopause, males tend to have shorter lifespans. However, the study's authors urge caution in interpreting these results, pointing out potential biases and the limitations posed by small sample sizes in whale populations. Despite these caveats, the research offers a fascinating glimpse into the evolutionary significance of menopause and the profound impact of intergenerational relationships, not just in humans, but in our cetacean counterparts as well. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know